Oh, wow. It's 11:15 and 72. What a perfect temperature for today, Mabel Louise. And
right.
What's just, this, a lawnmower? I hear a lawn. Now, maybe the listeners can't hear that because it's
a
little far off.
They can hear it.
But there's
we
a lawnmower.
Can hear in the studio. It comes in
well,
loud
I like
and clear.
That sound. That sound. That's sort of a summertime sound.
Yeah.
And well, we're in fall now, right?
Isn't that's that? Right.
A couple days into it. So
yeah. Monday was the beginning of fall.
Yeah.
And it's another beautiful, nice, warm day in Chippewa Valley. And Pat tells me all over the state, except for up at Ironwood area, Iron Range. They have some rain up there. Well, we're so glad to have another beautiful day. And you know what? I'm always so excited to be with you. You know what? My daughter and I took advantage of those nice warm temps yesterday, and guess what? We did some winterizing. Have you started yours? We cleaned the garage and brought in flower pots and emptied the flower barrels, and oh my goodness, there's lots more to do. But isn't it nice to work in the nice warm sunshine? My daughter said, Mom, isn't it a little bit early? And I said, ooh, I hate to work in that cold temp and get out and have to do all that work. So we did some of it, and maybe you have also. Notice that the flowers are beginning to turn yellow, so they're telling us winter is coming. Well, my scripture today, and by the way, before I get into my message, what a joy it was to meet and to reacquaint, really, some visitors who have come by, and they've Michelle has taken them on a tour of the radio station. It's so nice to hear their reports from the different programs that they like and the music that they love. And they're just precious. I love it when they come and I can see them and hug them. So if you have time, sometimes stop by the station. And one of the staff will take you around and show you how everything operates. And don't forget, we're all one big family wanting to get the gospel out and to see people transformed by the grace of God and coming to know Jesus as their Savior. Well, I better get into my message, and my scripture today is found over in Psalm 127. It's one of those short ones and written by Solomon and used in worship for the worship services in Bible times. And I'm sure used even up to now, like I'm doing today. It's called Only the Lord Can Bless a Home. Let me read. There's only five short verses. And I'm reading today from the English version. It's actually a translation. And so it'll sound like you're talking. Excuse me. And I think you'll really appreciate the message because it's about the blessing of having a Christian home and raising children for God. And that's what my topic is today and has been now for the last two or three broadcasts. And I still have two or three to go, so don't turn me out. Let's pray about getting back to the sacredness of a home where the Word of God is taught from the parents to the children. Of course, you can't teach the Word of God as a parent unless you know it yourself. And so let me read these verses, and I think it'll bless your heart. It says, verse 1, without the help of the Lord, the help of the Lord, we need that, don't we? It is useless to build a home or to guard a city. In other words, what do people do without the Lord? Have you ever asked that question? How can they live without a blessed hope of heaven? And it goes on to say in verse 2, it is useless to get up early and stay up late in order to earn a living. God takes care of his own even while they sleep. Think about that. You have a little child that gets up in the night and says, I have a bad dream. Well, here you go. You can remind them that God takes care of his children even while they sleep. Isn't that precious? Children are such a blessing and a gift from the Lord. Having a lot of children to take care of in your old age is like a warrior with a lot of arrows. Talking about bow and arrows. And when you use up those arrows, you feel so bad and you feel so safe when you have a lot and you can use those to defend yourself. And it goes on to say in verse 5, the more you have, the more children you have, the better off you will be, because they will protect you when your enemies attack with arguments. Isn't that good? All encourage families to have lots of children, because they truly are a blessing. I heard someone say even yesterday that he was one of 11 children and how close they were as a family. That's beautiful. And that's a commentary on this very chapter found in the Psalms, Psalm 127. And I'm so thankful to add to that, thankful that I have 4 children, great-grandchildren and grandchildren. Last night, I went to a birthday party of a little 5-year-old. It was Emily and Kent Dorney's little 5-year-old, Roderick. And what a blessing to watch the children play together and enjoy each other. They are so precious. And I know if you are a grandmother or a grandfather, you're saying amen to those words. Can't help it, right? Well, I've been on a series concerning children. And so I would ask you to please stay tuned and let me share what teaching children was like in Bible times. Have you ever thought of that? Wonder what it was like in Bible times. And I always assumed, and that's not good, is it? But I assumed that they would teach their children in the home and be homeschooled. And a lot of families are doing that now. I know some of my friends have children. I have a granddaughter, 2 granddaughters that teach and homeschool their children. But in Bible times, they were doing just what we do today. They had schools. I learned from an archaeologist expedition report. It was conducted, the actual work on the dig, they call it a dig. Sir Charles Leonard Woolley, went to Ur, that's where Abraham was raised as a young boy, and lived there until he's middle-aged. And then God called him to leave there and go to the land of Canaan, if you were familiar with that in the story in Genesis. But I learned that this archaeology dig happened between 1922 and 1934. And he, in his digging, brought some clay tablets up from the dirt and learned what they were teaching in their schools. I thought that was so interesting. And I'm going to give you some info from that archaeology dig. You remember Abraham lived in that city, and it was a big one, and considered, I guess, the city of the day. And I also read that they had around 500,000 of people who lived there. And he in his report, he said, yes, there were schools conducted in Bible times. Their clay tablets were uncovered in that area, and that indicates that some of these subjects that were taught in the school. So listen to what I found out. The pupils were writing lessons on tablets. In arithmetic, now here's what they found. They had multiplication and division tables. And more advanced scholars on the tablets had square and cube roots with lessons in practical geometry. And these findings also tell us that Abraham came from a city of high civilization. And of course, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, wanted Daniel and his three friends, and I'm talking about teenagers now on my broadcast, and he wanted them to reject the one true God that they worshiped, and also the lifestyle they had lived in Judah. And instead, he wanted those boys to serve the false gods of Babylonia and adopt the nation's pagan lifestyle. And besides re-educating the teenagers, he appointed for them a daily ration of food, and from the food and wine that they were to drink. So that meant that the items on their menu were animals sacrificed to the gods of Babylon. And wine from the king's table would have first been part of the ritual of pouring out wine in honor of the gods. So even their food and their drink that the young people were to be served had first been chosen for the purpose of forcing them to compromise their convictions. So as a further measure of indoctrination, they were given Babylonian names. Daniel's name was changed to Belshazzar. Hananiah's name was given Shadrach. Mishael was changed to Meshach. And Azariah's name was changed to Abednego. And you know what? All of those have reference to the gods that Nebuchadnezzar worshipped. And all of those four teenagers were faced with a situation that would certainly test their faith in obedience to the God of the Bible. But these four boys passed the test of faith without compromising their convictions in the very least. I chose, actually, in this series to use Daniel and Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah because it was so obvious that they were well-trained in their homes and in their schooling. If Abraham attended school and Daniel attended school, that proves that the teenagers had the privilege to have a good education, both at home and at school. I always have to smile when I think of the name Daniel. It reminds me of my teaching days of child evangelism classes. I supervised 65 classes every week in Madison, Wisconsin. What a blessing to my life as I taught the teachers the lesson, and they spread out over the city to teach the classes in 65 homes. And how the children love to sing that song, Dare to Be a Daniel. Do you know that one? Well, maybe some of you remember that little song. Let me read the words. I'm almost out of time, but let me read the words of this song. I can just hear those little voices belting it out. Standing by a purpose true, heeding God's command, honor them, the faithful few. All hail to Daniel's band. Many men are lost, daring not to stand, who for God had been a host by joining Daniel's band. Many giants, great and tall, stalking through the land, headlong to the earth would fall if met by Daniel's band. Hold the gospel banner high, on to victory grand. Satan and his host defy, and shout for Daniel's band. And here's the chorus, and how they would sing this at the top of their little voices. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm. Dare to make it known. And that's what we're doing right here at WWIB, making known to you out there that Jesus saves. How wonderful it is to have the hope of heaven. Do you have that today? I hope that you do, and that you can say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Well, it's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.